In the fourth level of creation, a bolt of lightning strikes the earth, and a person is created on the surface of the earth from the elements of our mother, from the dirt and leaves and feathers and bones and stones and wood. And his head is in the direction of the rising sun, in the east, and his feet are in the direction of the setting sun, and his arms are outstretched to the south and the north. And so in the fourth level of creation, Glooskap is created. And after the passing of one winter, Glooskap is struck with a second bolt of lightning, and with this second bolt of lightning, he is given his fingers and toes and all the other extremities, and he is also given the seven sacred parts to his head, two ears, two eyes, two holes in his nose, and a mouth. And he is given all these things while still lying on the surface of the earth. And so it wasn't until the passing of another winter, the third winter, when the thunder spirits, the clouds and rain and thunder and lightning, hit the earth again, striking Glooskap where he lay. Finally released from the earth's surface, he stood up, and right away he looked into the sky and said, "Gizuk, Wilalin, thank you, giver of life, for giving me my life." He then looked at Grandfather's son and within himself, and he said, "Niskamich, Wilalin, thank you, Grandfather's son, for giving me my shadow, my spirit." And then he looked down below him to the earth and said, "My mother, thank you for giving me yourself, your substance, for my creation." And then he turned around seven times and began to travel in the direction of the setting sun, the path of the grandfather. And he followed it until grandfather disappeared. In this way, he arrived at the land of the mountains and the ocean in the west. He then decided to travel south until he arrived in the land of red soil, and then he turned back and went up north until he arrived at the land of the ice and snow. And then he decided to go back to the land of his creation in the east. And in this way, he traveled the whole continent. And there in the east, early in the morning, he saw grandfather's son peeking over the horizon, a bright yellow sun. And he traveled toward the east until he finally arrived at the place where he was given his creation. And he stood in that place, in the middle of a circle of sparks that were left over from the time when those three bolts of lightning had struck the earth and created him. As he stood there in that circle of sparks, he looked up at grandfather's son in the noonday sky and was going to ask what his purpose was. But before he could say anything, he saw a bird circling in the sky, and this bird then descended and it landed in front of him. And this bird had a white head. It was a bald eagle. And it said, "My name is Gitpu. I am the bird that flies the highest in the sky, and I have been given the responsibility by the Creator, Gizuk, and Grandfather's Son, and Mother Earth, to be the messenger, to come and tell you that you are going to be joined soon by the rest of your family, to help you understand your place in the world." So Glooskap was happy that the eagle had come to visit him, and watched as the eagle flew up into the sky. And as the bird flew up, a feather came floating down. And before that feather could hit the earth, Glooskap took it and looked up into the sky. He felt so strong holding on to that eagle feather. And from that moment on, the eagle feather has been a symbol of strength connecting our people with the giver of life and grandfather's son and Mother Earth.